And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. For tens of thousands of people, Labor Day weekend in Atlanta means one thing and one thing only: Dragon Con. It's not your average holiday weekend consisting of backyard barbecues, but it's a four-day science fiction, fantasy, pop, and gaming conventions hosted in a handful of downtown hotels. Among the eager annual participants is the Craven family, parents Aaron and Stephanie and 9-year-old son Jackson. They came to the StoryCorps booth prior to this year's DragonCon to talk about cosplay culture and the impact it has made on not only their immediate family, but their three foster kids as well.
Cosplay is an experience where people take a character from video games, comics, movies, cartoons, books, and you try and recreate that character's image and look and personality and portray it in a public or group setting.
So when we first broached the idea with our foster family about doing a cosplay, they knew that we dabbled in the way of costumes because we have pictures on our walls of ourselves in costume. So they had seen it. And when it started to get closer to Dragon Con and we knew that we'd have all these kids with us this year, we started the conversation of, why don't we do a cosplay all together as a family? You know, our foster kids come from a special place. Like, there's a lot on their hearts and on their shoulders. And make-believe, I think, is such a great world for them. Fantasy, I think, really lets them see things through different eyes. And it became such a great conversation of, who can we be today? Who do you want to be today? And I remember that it sort of started because the kids were marathoning Avatar on Netflix.
The Avatar cartoon show from Nickelodeon.
And that show, it seemed so relevant for them especially because it has children who are orphaned. It has children who are absent from their families, who are really tackling some very serious issues about themselves and what family means and what friendship means. And I think it really struck a chord with them. And they all sort of identified themselves in each of the characters.
Mm-hmm. And then the last-minute addition of your dad. We usually have Stephanie's dad around during the convention, one to help us watch over everybody. But he piped up during a conversation and said, hey, how about a costume for me? And so with less than a week to go before the convention, Stephanie turns out an entire extra costume for her dad. He went as Uncle Iroh from the show. And so we found one that was pretty much perfect for him.
And he is not by any means. Like, I feel very proud in saying that I am a geek. But my dad is not. He's not in any way a geek. Like, seeing the joy we get from it, seeing us all together. Like, for him to say even, I want to put on a costume and walk around Dragon Con, and people loved him.
Oh, he was a hit. That was probably one of the most amazing things, is that he was probably one of the most popular ones of the whole group. He had people wanting to pose just with him.
Just
his picture. You have to tug on your dad's sleeve and remind him, hey, they're talking to you, actually. Because he hadn't seen the show at all. He just wanted to be a part of the experience.
So it becomes this collective experience where you talk about the things that you love, you build the things you love, and then you get in a group and you pose together, you laugh together. And I mean, we were just so blessed to have such an incredible lot of kids. I mean, they certainly felt, I could tell, a sense of belonging, that they get to be a part of this thing with us, that they get to be a part of this unit.
And that was really incredible. That's something I'm not really ever going to forget.
That was Aaron Craven with his wife, Stephanie, talking about one of their many memories from Atlanta's famed Dragon Con. For pictures of her father there dressed as Uncle Iroh, and also the Cravens in cosplay throughout the years, or if you want to just book a time in the StoryCorps booth, visit us online at wabe.org/StoryCorps. And of course, special thanks to our producer of the series, Melissa Terry.